This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish continues our series, Exposing the Darkness Behind Halloween, by looking at the fires of Samhain, how fear once drove people to offer sacrifices to pagan gods, and how God calls his people to burn only with holy fire. And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Our key verse today comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, and it declares, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of sound mind." That single sentence from Paul's letter to Timothy completely dismantles the foundation of every pagan practice that ever tried to operate through fear. Because fear is the language of darkness. Faith is the language of the kingdom. Today, we are going to look at how fear controlled a culture and how the fire of superstition was used to replace the fire of God. Historically, during the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, the people would gather on hilltops to build massive fires. These weren't campfires for warmth or celebration. They were ritual bonfires meant to please and pacify their gods. Cattle were sacrificed. Portions of crops were thrown into the flames as offerings. The Druids, the pagan priests, believed that through fire they could gain favor from the spirits and ensure protection for the winter ahead. Archaeologists and historians tell us that these fires were central to the festival. They symbolized power, purification, and safety from the dark unknown of the approaching season. People would even take embers from the sacred fires back to their homes to relight their hearths, believing that flame carried supernatural protection. But everything about it is founded on fear. Fear of darkness, fear of death, fear of the spirit world. It was a system built to control people through superstition. When we open the Word of God, we see that fire in Scripture is sacred. It represents God's presence, purity, and power. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 2, Moses saw a bush that burned with fire, but was not consumed. That was the holy fire of the presence of God. In Leviticus chapter 9, verse 24, fire came out from before the Lord to consume the burnt offerings on the altar. That was the fire of acceptance. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 3, tongues of fire rested upon the disciples, the fire of the Holy Spirit empowering the church. But throughout history, the enemy has tried to counterfeit the fire of God. The pagans' bonfires were a distorted reflection of what God had intended. Instead of consuming sin, their flames consumed sacrifices made to false gods. Instead of purifying hearts, they perpetrated fear. When Elijah confronted the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 24, it records him saying, "You call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire. He is God." The prophets of Baal danced, they cut themselves, and they cried out all day long, but no fire fell. Then Elijah rebuilt the altar of the Lord, prayed once, and the fire of heaven consumed the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and even the water in the trench. That's the difference between God's fire and the counterfeit. One destroys fear, the other feeds it. Fear has always been one of Satan's favorite tools because it paralyzes faith. Fear keeps people under bondage, making them seek protection anywhere except in God. During Samhain, fear made people hand over their animals and crops to a flame, hoping to escape curses. Today, fear makes people cling to traditions that keep the door cracked open to the same darkness. But 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 tells us, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear." The moment that we understand God's love, fear loses its grip. The enemy can't intimidate a believer who knows their authority in Christ. Throughout Scripture, God repeatedly warned his people to not misuse fire for false worship. In Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 2, Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, offered strange fire before the Lord, fire that he had not commanded, and fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them. The message is clear. Fire used for the wrong purpose leads to destruction. The Celts didn't know the living God, so they treated fire as a deity, something to be manipulated for protection. But God alone is our protector. Psalms chapter 18, verse 2 declares, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and horn of my salvation, my stronghold." We don't need bonfires of fear to secure our safety. We have the consuming fire of a faithful God. Now let's fast forward to today. Every October, we see bonfires lighting up communities, neighborhoods, and parties, often as part of a harvest festival or Halloween celebration. Most people have no idea that the modern Halloween bonfire comes directly from the ancient Samhain ritual. The symbolism hasn't changed. It's still about warding off evil, even if people don't say it out loud. We might not be throwing animals into the flames anymore, but many still carry the same fear-based mindset. The horror movies, the decorations, the obsession with death, they all feed on fear. Culture glorifies what Christ has conquered. And when fear becomes entertainment, it desensitizes the soul. What we laugh at today, we will tolerate tomorrow. And what we tolerate soon becomes normal. And that's why Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27 warns us, "Do not give the devil an opportunity. Every compromise is an open door." So let's turn back to what God says about the right kind of fire. In Acts chapter 19, verse 19, when believers in Ephesus encountered the power of Jesus, it says, "Many of those who practiced magic brought their books together and began burning them in the sight of everyone. And they added up the prices of the books and found it to be 50,000 pieces of silver." That's a bonfire worth having. A fire of repentance, not superstition. The new believers weren't trying to appease spirits. They were cutting ties with darkness. There's a powerful contrast there. The Druids burned sacrifices to stay connected to demons. the early church burned idols to disconnect from them. One fire was bondage, the other deliverance. When God lights a fire in your life, it doesn't destroy you, it refines you. Malachi chapter 3, verse 2 says, "For he is like a refiner's fire and like the fuller's soap. His fire cleanses, purifies, and fills you with power to live holy." That's why we need the fire of the Holy Spirit today, more than ever. Not the fire of fear, the fire of freedom. The enemy whispers, "What if?" God declares, "I am." Fear imagines the worst, but faith rests in the word. When Paul wrote 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, he was sitting in a prison cell, facing possible death. Yet he told Timothy not to yield to fear. That's the kind of boldness that we are called to walk in. A faith so unshakable that no darkness can intimidate it. If ancient people believed that a fire could protect them from evil spirits, how much more protection do we have under the blood of Jesus? The cross is the ultimate line of defense. It doesn't flicker. It doesn't burn out. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says that Christ disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. That's why Christians don't need charms, rituals, or symbolic fires. We have something far greater, the Spirit of God living and dwelling within us. When the church loses the fire of the Holy Spirit, it becomes vulnerable to counterfeit flames. That's why so many modern churches try to rebrand Halloween with trunk or treats or harvest nights. Their intentions may be good, but we must ask, are we stirring the fire of holiness or keeping the embers of compromise alive? When the Israelites carried the ark, the fire on the altar was never allowed to go out. The priest tended it day and night. In the same way, the flame of purity and discernment must stay burning in us. We can't replace the altar of prayer with the bonfire of popularity. We can't replace the baptism of fire with the glow of Halloween lights. We need the real fire again, the kind that brings repentance, revival, and reverence. One of the most beautiful truths in Scripture is that the fire of God consumes fear. When the Lord appeared to the Israelites in Sinai, in Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, it says, "Mount Sinai was in all smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. The people trembled, but that fear was awe, not bondage. It was reverence, not terror." When God's fire comes, it burns away everything that binds you. It burns away fear, confusion, and compromise. It cleanses what darkness tried to claim. Maybe you felt fear surrounding you this season. Fear for your children. Fear of evil in the world. Fear of what's coming. But God's word to you today is simple. Do not fear. Burn bright. Let his fire consume every lie that fear has built. Now, as we look at the fires of Samhain and the fires of Scripture, the choice is clear. One was fueled by fear, the other by faith. One offered animals to false gods, the other offers hearts to the true God. If we truly are awakened, then we must stop playing with the counterfeit. We must stop standing near the wrong fire. Let the only flames that we gather around be the flames of worship, of prayer, and of revival. Let's build altars of holiness, not stages of superstition. Pray this with me. Father, thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you for being our consuming fire, the one who burns away every trace of darkness. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have entertained fear instead of faith. Ignite in us a fresh fire of holiness, purity, and boldness. Let your flame burn in our homes, our churches, and our hearts, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Now, tomorrow, we will look at the next layer, the origin of costumes and masks, and how they were once used to hide from spirits, and how today we're called to put off disguises and put on the armor of light. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We pray today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. If this podcast has blessed you, please consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. To stay connected and explore more content from Awakened Bible Ministries, visit the link tree in the podcast description. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a one-time donation or become a monthly supporter through the links in our link tree. For our international listeners, we now offer a safe and secure giving option through DonorBox. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.